Consumers and certain businesses are having a harder time borrowing money these days. The federal government is not. Yesterday, the Treasury Department announced that federal budget deficit so far this year amounts to about $370 billion. That's more than double what it was this time last year. To talk about this, we turned, as we often do, to David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's just begin. Why is the deficit widening so much?
Well, in part, it's deliberate government policy. As you know, the president and the Congress agreed to give tax breaks to households and businesses to kind of give the economy a shot in the arm. Defense spending is running well ahead of last year, about 11% more, largely because of Iraq and Afghanistan, of course. And then the economy is weak. And when the economy is weak, fewer people have profits, fewer people have jobs, and they pay less in taxes.
Well, people often naturally worry about the government running a deficit, but tell us specifically why we should worry, if we should.
Well, we shouldn't worry now. The textbook case is that the government should widen its deficit at a time when the economy's weak. That was the lesson that John Maynard Keynes taught us, and that is what's happening now. The problem is in the future. When the economy recovers, the deficit is not going to go away. Basically, at today's level of taxes, the government has made promises, particularly on Social Security and especially on health care, that it cannot meet with the current level of taxes. And that's the problem because it forces the government to borrow lots of money, much of it from abroad.
Tell us where the presidential candidates are on this issue.
Well, that's a good question. Basically, they're in favor of fiscal virtue in principle, but having a little hard time in practice. Senator McCain says he'd managed to balance the budget while cutting taxes, but hasn't been very specific about exactly which spending cuts he would execute to do that. Senator Obama is more focused on the short term. He would actually increase the amount of the deficit in the short term to stimulate the economy. And in the long term, he moves around taxes and spending and basically says he would make sure that the deficit didn't get any worse. Neither one of them is making the deficit the centerpiece of his economic program, but that's not surprising because the voters tell us and tell the candidates they're much more worried about today's economy than about tomorrow's deficit.
Well, would you expect that the voters, would ever get worried about the growing deficit?
Well, we've seen times in the past that sometimes some crisis or some particular person stimulates interest in the deficit, like Ross Perot did when he ran as an independent presidential candidate. I think one interesting thing going on right now is Pete Peterson, who got rich off of the Blackstone private equity firm, is putting $1 billion into a foundation whose whole purpose is to raise public awareness about the long-term deficit thing. And just as Al Gore's movie Inconvenient Truth raise the visibility of the global warming issue, he's hoping that this new documentary that comes out on August 21st called IOUSA will raise the visibility of this effort and get people agitated about it.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.